Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with Andrew in the corner, but he's not going to really say anything. But I'm also here with my mom, my co-host, my lovely little best friend. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, especially since it's Happy I Forgot Day.
Yes, that's my kind of day.
It's the day in which I forgot.
I forgot it all.
No, like, that's the holiday. I didn't forget what I'm talking about. I'm saying it's apparently we have a national I Forgot Day.
A lot of national days that are just interesting.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it was that's your, always your day.
I already did, I think.
You forgot. It's also Happy Made in the USA Day.
Yay, you were made in the USA.
Ew. Do you know what wasn't made in the USA?
No.
Make America Great Again hats. They're made in China.
Of course.
Just a fact of life. All right. So I have some interesting facts about things that have happened on this day.
Let me hear.
In 2001, the first self-contained artificial heart transplant happened.
Yay.
So that means that it was the heart was not connected to any wires or external pumps. 2001. But I was going to say that's not too long ago, but that's actually like 17 years ago.
18 years ago.
18, no, 2001. 17.
Math is hard.
Math is really hard. So I was going to be all impressed that was like, you know, it was like yesterday. Right. But no, it was a long time ago. It's not that impressive anymore.
Because I forgot math.
Yeah. And this day in 1843, mm-hmm. I didn't even know they kept records of things back then. An alligator fell out of the sky in Charleston, South Carolina during a thunderstorm. An alligator just fell from the sky.
Okay.
I don't believe them. They are saying it's because apparently a water spout carried the alligator from a body of water and dropped it in the city.
That could happen.
Really?
Yes.
Could it?
I'm looking at Andrew.
Andrew, it could. He's nodding yes. He is a trivia man. He does know these facts of life. It can't. It had to be a small alligator. I'm also thinking like,
hey, if it was a tornado, yeah.
The records they kept, what is this, 150 years ago, 160 years ago?
Again, math.
Math, you know, a lot of exaggeration. Very specific records kept. Mm-hmm. It was just whoever had a pen and paper and decided that day, this is what I'm going to decide to write on this as fact. And they had to have the ability to read and write. Could have been a really good storyteller and someone was like, I want to write this down as a story. An alligator fell from the sky.
But I want to know how far it was from the body of water.
That's what I want to know. They said into the city.
Okay. Well, Santa Barbara is close to the water.
Oh, well, I'm thinking like, when I think city, I think like New York, but I don't think that's what it was. I don't know. Yeah. And so like, just imagine an alligator falling in the middle of New York City. Who knows? Famous birthdays. Happy birthday, Lindsay Lohan.
Happy birthday.
A Freaky Friday will always be a classic to me. It's a good one. What was the other? Wait, was she in Mean Girls? Was that her?
No. Yeah. It was Mean Girls?
Yeah. Another classic. That's
a
good
one. What's
the
one where she was a twin?
Oh, Parent Trap?
Or did she do Parent Trap?
She did a version of it.
Yeah.
Mary Kay and Ashley did one. And Lindsay Lohan did one.
And another girl from longer ago did one.
Was that the original?
Yeah.
I've never watched the original. I'm not as old as you. All right.
Okay.
It's a fact. It's not rude. It's
that
just,
math I can do.
That one you can. Well, you gave birth to me. You had to be alive to have done that. So you have to be at least a day older than me.
Yeah.
All right, Mom. Let's go over to news. Mm-hmm. Would you like to announce the first news of the week?
I read that Apple's doing a new map.
Oh, I was going to talk about the thing that you've been wanting to talk about. But we can talk about this.
Oh, the elephant in the room?
Well, there's no elephant in the room. Everyone knows about it.
That's true.
Do you want to announce it on the podcast?
Go for it. You go for it.
Okay. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Colleen is pregnant.
Yes!
You guys don't know how hard it's been to do this. podcast because I don't edit this, and my mom and I just stare at each other with eyes wide open when one of us kind of gets near the topic, and we're just like, don't say it, don't say it, and we've been wanting to say it so bad. It's
or
been hard.
Or just slip out. Like,
yeah, just in a conversation. We're like, right. Well, you know how Colleen's pregnant. So yeah. that's the news. That's there. What's happening.
Now we can there it is.
When I found out, you're going to see she's going to eventually post a video of all her reactions finding out.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say I was very happy, obviously. And then I've known for months.
Yes,
and then even when watching her video that she released, I started crying.
Yes.
Even just watching, I was like, I know what this is. I've seen all these things before, and I cried. And then went over to her house later, and we started watching people reacting.
Yes.
And watching the video for the first time and reacting to it. And I started crying then, too. And I was like, what is this? What is happening? I don't understand. What is the salty thing coming from my eyes in liquid form? I don't do this. It's not joy. To me, tears are bad.
No, happy tears.
It stresses me out. So anyway, that's something that's been on all of our minds. And now we can say it.
Yes.
Even now, I feel like we're saying something we're not supposed to.
Right.
Because we've been keeping a secret for like 2-3 months.
Yeah.
So it's like, I keep looking at my mom, like, hi, we're talking about you. Oh, she farted. I seriously hope it picked that up. I doubt it did. I don't think so.
Perfect timing. We were just talking about.
We're saying that you're pregnant and how it feels weird.
I'm pregnant?
Did you know? But like talking about it now, I still feel like I'm saying something I'm not supposed to say. Like I'm slipping up. I don't want to slip up.
I know. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Just don't tell them what it is.
Oh, we aren't.
We won't.
Okay, good.
It's
triplets.
Dang it! You said it. You heard it here first, guys, in the podcast. It's triplets. Oh, God, can you imagine? You'd die. You would You'd be like, I'm going under, and I'm putting me in a coma. I'm done.
That's why everyone thought I was having twins because I was big. Like I'm
showing early.
I'm showing earlier than most people.
It's just because you're so tiny.
And I've got to pee. Bye.
Bye. Have fun. Anyway, there you go. Special guest. Shoot, that's appearance. All right. Switching topics because everything that we can say has already been said on the internet.
Right.
We talk anymore, we're going to spill some beans.
And the outpouring of love and encouragement was amazing.
And congrats to them, Eric and Colleen. They are engaged.
Engagement.
It's beautiful. They are beautiful people. All right. Moving on to something else because I'm going to slip up. I think it's harder the fact that we can say something but not the rest.
Yeah.
It's really stressing me out.
It does.
All right.
It's stressful.
So another huge thing that's happening on the internet this week is Shane Dawson's documentary on TanaCon.
Yep.
Now I've watched the first two episodes. Amazingly done.
Really?
From a creator standpoint, beautifully done. It is genius in so many different levels. And episode 3, the final part, is coming out on Monday, which is when this comes out, I believe. So I haven't watched it yet. I'm assuming you haven't watched anything.
No, I have not. No one told me to watch it.
Well, I sent you the talking points to this podcast, Mom.
Yeah, an hour ago.
You hush. It was this morning and it is now 8 p.m. You calm down. I just think it's really well done. And it does have so many plot twists that I wasn't expecting.
Really?
Because I think everyone knows the main thing that's happened. But now you're getting like inside. Because people will give Shane an interview. Shane's the king of YouTube.
Yeah.
So people will be like, yeah, okay, I'll tell you my side. Which is most people, they'd be like, I'm not talking to you. But Shane has the ability to get people to open up.
That's nice.
And so I think I'm excited
to
see the end.
I should watch it then.
You should watch it. I think you'd actually like it. Do you like documentaries?
I love documentaries.
Though you'd like it. He does it in a doc. You said that weird, didn't
you? I did say it weird.
Is it because you had an Altoid in your mouth?
Yes.
Okay. So it's done really well. And in it, he's like, I don't even know what I'm trying to do in this documentary. I think he just wanted to talk about it. And I think that's what people wanted, was just someone to acknowledge it.
And and it's a hot topic. And
it is.
And this is great. I can watch 1, 2, 3 all in one day.
There you go.
That makes me happy because I don't like waiting.
I know. I'm really mad at myself because I thought that the new I watched it because I was like, okay, I should talk about it on my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it and now I'm mad because I'm waiting for that last one. It's rude. It's just rude, but it's smart. It's genius.
Genius. Do you have an Altoid in your mouth?
No, I just have a cold. Sorry, guys, I have a cold. So you'll probably hear me sniffle and maybe sneeze. I had a sneeze attack this morning.
Oh.
And every time I sneezed, Blaze looked at me as if I was like insulting him in some way. He was like, because he was trying to sleep.
Oh.
And then I'd sneeze out of nowhere.
You don't sneeze very often.
No, I don't have allergies.
You don't have any of that stuff.
I'm perfect. I have no allergies. I'm allergic to nothing. I'm just
no,
the best.
No, you are allergic to mosquito bites.
I don't swell up as much as I used to as a kid. You're I grew an immunity. Up. I know. Immunity? Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good now. My mom keep okay, Andrew is behind me, so I can't see him, but my mom is facing him and she keeps looking at him, making these eye contact
no,
weird.
Like, did I say that right? Is that right? I don't know.
I don't know. They've got
him.
This like secret code that's happening and I can only see her face and it's stressing me out.
Okay, Andrew, I can't look
at you. Or Andrew's at least be in the middle so I can I don't know. You're on a giant ball. Move the ball. He's sliding. Oh, he's falling. Oh, God. Why am I not filming these podcasts? I should start doing that. A hashtag I saw. Moving on from the doc. Watch the doc. It's good.
I will.
A hashtag I saw going around on Twitter was hashtag problems I didn't have 20 years ago. And I saw some Andrew shaking his head. I saw some funny ones. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, ones that I was like, you're stupid. You know, it was a mix because the hashtag anybody can get in on. So here are the ones I read. Tyler said, problems I didn't have 20 years ago. Any. I was 19 months old. Hopefully that makes some of you feel old.
Oh,
how old was I 20 years ago? I was seven. So I was...
How old are you?
I'm 27. So, math. Wow. We're really bad at math.
It's late at night.
It's 8 p.m.
We do this in the afternoon. So
Mom,
like...
we don't know math then either. Doesn't matter what time of day it is. We'll get there. That's the thing. With math, we'll get there. It just takes us. We're good with pen and paper.
So, I was 37.
She's still trying to do
37.
Math.
37.
47?
I'm 57.
Are we exactly some years apart?
I had you
wow, some years apart. Are we 30 years apart?
I think so.
Why did I never know that? That would make remembering your age so much easier.
No,
there's no way that is.
I was born in 59. Okay, math wizards.
Okay, so I was born in 91. So there's no way we're...
Andrew?
How apart are we?
91 minus 57.
We're 32 years apart, right? 32.
Well, what were the years again?
She was born in 59. I was born in 91. So 91 minus 59. Go.
32.
Okay, we're 32 years apart.
How can that be?
Because you had me when you were 32 years old.
I had you when I was 31. And then I had a birthday.
Okay.
So anyway, whatever. There
okay, birthdays happen.
31.
When they're different. Okay, so we're 31 and a half years apart.
Yes. People
that was hard
who are
to
listening
do,
to
Mom.
This was probably, they're all probably sitting there going, it's 32. It's 32. It's 32.
Or they're going, wait, what? Because that would be me. I can't do things just talking it. Like, well, memorizing something I have to. But when mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out like a math, I have to have pen and paper.
Yeah, same.
I have to write it down or else it just doesn't make sense to me.
Work it.
Okay. Anyway, another hashtag I saw.
Or well, a calculator.
Okay, we do walk around with those now.
We all have phones.
My entire learning process in life, all my teachers were like, you're not going to be walking around with a calculator in your pocket your whole life. You have to learn how to do this. And I'm like, look at me now. I don't know a single normal math equation, but I have a calculator in my pocket.
That you didn't use.
Look at me now. Jessica says, hashtag problems I didn't have 20 years ago. People getting offended by everything.
Exactly.
I'm against this.
Okay.
I mean, you can have your opinion. But I'm saying we're living in a world where now we're trying to consider people's feelings. People did get offended.
Overboard with some things.
Yeah, but people did get offended. It's just that we weren't allowed to say anything. And then you just sit in depression and sadness. And so now I feel we're progressing. Like... Let's
but
not
I wish
make racist
there was,
jokes.
There was a little slack for the older generation.
No, you don't get... No, oh my God. I was thinking about this the other day. Older people don't think rules apply to them anymore.
No. They apply.
I saw some old lady parking... You know how you have the handicap parking spots? You have the spot, and then the blue lines next to it being like, this is where you unload the wheelchair.
Right.
She parked right in those blue lines and left the actual parking spot wide open. I was like,
oops.
That girl, she's like, this is all meant for me. I don't care about your rules, your lines. This is mine. Old people, they don't care about the rules.
One old person. That was one.
You just said for old people, I wish they'd give us more.
Not for things like that.
So terms were different back when you were younger.
Were different back there.
So
but that doesn't mean that the terms back then weren't offensive.
No, they could be offensive, but
It's an ingrained.
Like, if it's something that you say something, but it doesn't come from a place of hate or
bigotry
or anything like that, and it's just an outdated term which is not politically correct anymore, and you're not trying to hurt anybody. It's just the term
I will
that
agree.
You are most familiar with. You should get a little slack for that.
Yeah. I will agree that there are some times when people get too angry at someone who genuinely didn't mean anything by it.
Right.
But I will say I like that we're becoming more aware of what's going to hurt
that,
someone's feelings and
what's
not.
That I will agree with.
Because a lot of things I saw in this problems I didn't have 20 years ago was guys saying, 20 years ago I wouldn't get fired for saying hi to a woman. Well, if you're getting fired for saying hi to a woman, clearly you're not realizing what you're actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
And because guys used to slap girls on the butt and then be like, it's a joke, take it as a joke. Where's the line? So now we're being like, don't touch me. Obviously, if you're getting in trouble for how you're treating women,
mm-hmm.
you're treating them wrongly. It's very dad's never gotten in trouble.
Nope.
Never, because he doesn't do anything wrong.
No.
So if you're doing something wrong and you're constantly getting in trouble, it's not everyone else.
Right.
It's you. We're finally just starting to say things.
Right.
So I will say, also back in the day, people did get offended very easily.
Mm-hmm.
They got offended when a black person would use their white person water fountain. Who's the snowflake now? Mm-hmm. Just, we're getting offended by different things now.
Yeah.
So I will say 20 years ago, there were other problems.
There were.
There were a lot of other problems. But there are some people who need to cool it. You know who you are. this one, you'll laugh.
Okay.
Problems I didn't have 20 years ago. Regretting sending that pic impulsively. Getting film developed was a cooling off period. So back in the day, if you wanted to send that dick pic, you had to go get it developed first. Did people do that?
I'm sure they did, but I never worked at a film place, so.
God, because do they see all the photos, or is
they
it just?
They see them all. Of course, they see them.
Well, I don't know if it was just like some machine that did it.
They run through a machine, but they have to look at them all, and they're all cut.
Really?
And they put them in the package.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird that they see all the photos.
No, it wasn't weird back then.
I don't trust it. Well, because then you couldn't take gross photos. I mean, you could,
but some people
would see it.
Yeah.
I wonder if the gross photos were developed at home.
They might be developed at home.
Yeah.
Or there's probably, you know what, were there like more like adult film developing places?
I did not know. I'm sorry, you're asking the wrong person.
I'm aware of adult films, adult stuff, but I don't go to them. I mean,
I never heard of a...
That must have, if it did, that would be a pretty gross place to go to, but I'd want to check it out just to see what happened.
Oh, no.
The person dropping off the film was probably like, I took these artsy photos.
It's art.
Now.
Yeah, it's art.
Did you guys watch the Seinfeld episode where George Costanza gets photos taken by Kramer?
Oh, I don't know.
Those seductive photos.
Oh, my gosh. No,
and
I
get that whole thing. I was always wondering if that, like, there's this whole scandal that happens with it. And what you're saying makes the scandal seem like it could have actually happened.
You had to wait a week.
Yeah,
you had to pay a lot
if you wanted one day.
Oh yeah, that was for the rich people.
Now we just don't even develop. I love pictures in my hand.
They do.
It's just not as easy anymore. Problems I didn't have 20 years ago. That cracking sound when I bend down.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
I have that cracking sound, and I don't like it.
Sneeze or cough really hard.
Yeah, things just. Just think, now when
pee
I like
your pants, come on, let's
my
get
mom
real.
Pees her pants all the time. Now when I bend down and like doing something, I was like taking off the roof of a shed, and I'm in like little like bent over position, kind of like hunched down, like fetal position working. I get down and I couldn't stand up straight.
Yep,
my back was like, nah, you're bent over now, honey. This is where you live, looking at the ground. It hurts.
Yes,
that's not. I'm 27. I guess I'm old now.
Yes, you're.
I'm an adult.
Small. You are.
That's a problem I didn't have 20 years ago.
That's true.
Dear God, is there a problem you didn't have 20 years ago, Mom?
Yeah, all the creaking and stuff.
When did your knees start hurting? Mine started hurting in college.
A little after that.
All right. I'm mad at you for it.
Sorry.
Another news report. Flippy is a robot made to flip burgers for a Cali burger restaurant, and it was fired after 2 days because the employees couldn't assemble the burgers fast enough.
Oh, really?
So the machine was working phenomenally, flipping the burgers, getting it done, but the patty started to stack up. So they had to fire it.
Oh, my goodness.
But apparently they're going to try it again in other restaurants and stuff.
They
maybe
can't
they just
slow
have
really it down?
If
it's robotic.
Yeah, they got to slow it down.
Speed.
But I was like, maybe get some faster workers.
True.
Or maybe...
Have you seen the robotic things that open a door and then go back and get the thing and then put it in the thing, whatever, and it you can do it faster yourself?
Oh, this really?
Like the opposite.
Right. Oh, yeah. There are some things where I'm like, let me just do it.
Just let me do it.
They think it's going to be more efficient. I guess they just don't want to pay an employee because then you have to pay insurance and you have to pay stuff like that. So they're like, let's just spend the money on a robot. That makes sense. The Rock launched his own sweat-proof workout headphones. They cost $249.
Did you get them?
No.
Oh.
But I kind of want them.
Do you?
But my ears get hot. They're over the head. They're not buds. They don't go in your ear. They go over your ears.
The buds hurt my ears.
The buds hurt my ears, too. But when you're working and you get super sweaty, I get that these are sweat-proof. It gets so hot in there. Maybe because he doesn't have hair on his head.
Maybe.
He doesn't realize how hot the head gets. Like, to him, it's just a cool breeze, you know.
Yeah.
That's my cool breeze noise. So maybe he doesn't realize, but when you have them over your ears, it's like earmuffs.
Yep.
Unless they had like a little cooling fan in there.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
It has to be silent.
Yeah. I'll guess. Well, if you're
able to get that with a fan.
Well, if you have your music blaring, you couldn't hear the fan.
I don't know. It would bother you a little because you want the good quality sound when you have those suckers on.
That's true.
Your inner ear will start to tickle because you've got wind.
Oh, yeah, the inner ear would start to tickle. Well, then maybe you could freeze them.
Andrew here for science.
Maybe you could freeze them, and then they cool your face as you're working out.
It could have a little cooling thing that, slide that in.
Like, you know that burning sensation?
Andrew, I don't need your negativity.
Andrew.
I no longer need, Andrew, you're fired. She's saying that it would burn your hand.
You negative Nelly.
Well, here's something I don't know if Andrew's going to poo-poo on. There is a phone case that has an airbag on it to save your phone from getting cracked. So apparently Philip Frenzel, a German engineer, invented it. And it's a case that you put on your phone that can tell when your phone is free falling, like falling down. And then little metal prongs project from the corners so that it like bounces around in your phone and doesn't ever touch the ground. That's smart. This case.
What if it goes off in your pocket?
That's my thing is like, what if you're falling? What if you're falling?
Oh, yeah.
What if you're one? I throw my phone in the air all the time.
You're going to get.
You just get what if it, if it lands on someone? I've tossed my phone.
Do you toss it behind you every week?
Yeah, I toss it. It's going to hurt somebody. Yeah. It's a cool concept, though.
Yeah.
For those who aren't as throwy with their phone as I am.
Right.
It makes sense. I wonder if it works. The case might be a little heavy, though.
Yeah.
But we'll also, will the case protect it? Like, sometimes your phone falls so short a distance and breaks.
Yes.
How long of a distance does it have to fall for it to realize it's falling?
I don't know.
Because, like, what if a really short person drops it?
Yeah.
It's going to break still.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
I don't know.
It's different than if Shaq drops it.
Just don't drop your phone.
Okay. That's easier said than done, Mom. What the? Get out of here. Goodness gracious. Okay. Another thing I saw is they made a Segway.
Mm-hmm.
A new Segway. It's one for each foot.
Is that like a tricycle? No, I mean a bicycle?
Rollerblade.
Rollerblade. Thank you.
That's what I was going to say. It's basically a rollerblade.
Oh, wait. But it's got to be attached together.
There's two separate entities.
Is like a big, huge rollerblade plate.
They're not a plate, Mom. It's not connected. So it's like a boot. You put on both. What are you? I'm explaining this very well.
Can you charge them independently?
I don't know if you can charge them independently, Andrew. Stop pooping on this. Listen, I'm pooping on it. I'm allowed to poop. You're not allowed to poop. Listen.
Yeah,
it's like
one died and the other one was still going.
Well, then you just got to go on one foot like a tricycle. So it's like a rollerblade. Think of them as rollerblades, but instead of wheels, well, they have wheels, but they just, you don't have to push. They push themselves.
Oh, okay.
So
you could do all kinds of tricks.
Yeah. It's kind of futuristic, but also I think might be a total failure. Because like what Andrew said, like what if they charge, one loses charge and then you're just like on one foot. I don't know.
I don't know.
If you fall and one keeps trying to go, what's happening? Like, if they're stuck, I think they're stuck on your feet.
Oh, you strap them on.
I think. I mean, you might not, but I would think that you'd have to. They haven't released them yet. It's more of like this was the idea they put out there. Okay. They're called Segway Drift W1.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's going to be bad. It's very futuristic. It's and by that, I mean, it's very what people in the 80s would think would happen in 2020.
Oh, we thought hoverboards.
I mean, we tried, but we still had to have wheels involved. It just makes more sense.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to go over, like, gravel.
It would.
But, you know. So that's, we'll see how that works.
See, Andrew knows. We have hoverboards.
We have hoverboards?
Yeah, they're basically, it's a board. I mean, it's not like.
Speak louder.
So basically they have a board that's got an electromagnet on the bottom of it.
It doesn't work right, what though, right?
You have to be on a specific like track.
Oh, so you have to be on a track in order for it to work.
Yeah, but
so,
it basically has magnets on the floor. And basically
that's not a hoverboard. That's like a ride. It's a ride. That is an attraction at a thing.
Ride.
We don't have hoverboards. If I can't own it and go outside and hoverboard around, we don't have hoverboards yet. Just because you named something hoverboard does not mean we have
hoverboard.
It's not practicality. A hoverboard, have you watched Back to the Future? A hoverboard can go on water. A hoverboard can go on cement.
This hoverboard can go on water if you have powerful
magnets. No, we're not filling the earth with powerful magnets. I'm saying we don't have what the past thought the future would have in hoverboards. Because it is not a hoverboard. Okay. It is a magnet scooter that people
scoot. The future was still with 80s hairstyles.
Have you walked around lately? There are still some 80s hairstyles happening.
Just saying.
I'm saying... we don't have hoverboards. That's final in my podcast. In Instagram news, going to the next thing so Andrew can't poo-poo on me again.
Oh,
you can now add music to your Instagram stories.
Fancy.
So you can add a soundtrack to your life as you bop around the beach acting like your life's better than it is. And then apparently you can also video chat now in the direct message sections. So
okay.
You can video chat with a singular person or a group. And you can also video chat with people if you don't want to exchange numbers or emails. So it's
okay.
Like FaceTime.
Oh, okay.
But on your Instagram app, and it's kind of,
you
don't
have
to give
phone numbers.
Yeah, it's actually kind of safer, I think.
Nice.
It's cool if it works. And
yeah.
They say you can do it with multiple
don't
people.
Don't you can, when you're video chatting, when you're live, doing your live little
when
chat
I'm
things,
live streaming?
I've seen you put people there and talk to
yeah,
the
people. Yeah, you can do that.
Isn't that the same?
No, because that's open to the public. So this is, you and I could have a private video chat.
Gotcha.
FaceTime.
Yeah, it's FaceTime. It's a private FaceTime within the Instagram app.
Got it.
So you
for
don't
people who don't have iPhones.
Yeah, and it's also because if you someone has like Andrew has not an iPhone, I don't know why, and I have an iPhone, we can't FaceTime. We'd have to we'd have to download other apps. But who wants to download another app? We both already have Instagram, so why wouldn't we just
use
the Instagram instead of downloading like Skype or something else or
got it
House Party or something?
Just stealing everything from everybody.
Instagram is the biggest thief on the planet. They do steal everything. They stole Snapchat. They just stole FaceTime, and they upped FaceTime because they have the group chat. I think FaceTime does have group chat now, but they're like up to like an 800 people, and everyone's like, "That's a little extreme. You're making me feel sad that I don't have friends." So they've won, and they're owned by the same company as Facebook. So they've already combined that.
Why would you need the capability to FaceTime with 800 people? You can't see that many people on your phone.
I know the 800 people thing is stupid. I mean, that's not the real number. I made that up, but it is something like everyone's like, "I don't even know that many people." Some people are like, "I don't even have that many people in my town."
Limited by the screen size.
You are limited by the screen size, and it's just. I think they were just like, fine, you guys want group FaceTime? Here's your group FaceTime. They're like, shut up. Just here. Have it.
They are working really hard at Instagram.
They are working hard on stealing other people's
ideas. You
gotta
give them kudos for that.
Considering that, I have to wonder if they're gonna face a lawsuit.
They won't face a lawsuit. They're so smart. If they haven't already faced a lawsuit with all the stuff they've already done,
They've taken the intellectual property of another company and built off of that.
Well, that's probably
another company could have the claim that they used their technology.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever. The lawsuit's gonna happen. One thing that Jessica said to me, my sister-in-law Jessica, love her. Hey, I don't think you're listening, but I love you. You're pretty. I was looking through. There's highlights. If you've noticed on an Instagram page, someone's Instagram page, there's little bubbles between their like profile stuff and their actual pictures. Their bubble. Those are highlights.
Mm-hmm.
You click on them, and there's stuff that's. I usually put like my newest video in there, and it's stuff that you've put in your story.
Oh, yes.
That you've saved to your page.
Okay.
I was on Instagram the other day, and I noticed it all disappeared.
Uh-oh.
And I texted Jessica and I was like, is this just me? She's always on the internet. She knows what's up. She's scrolling. She's going through it. And I texted her and Colleen and they're both like, oh my God, yeah, it's gone. And Jessica made a pretty good assumption that they're going to get rid of that to force everyone to use Instagram TV.
What's that?
We talked about it on the last podcast, but you weren't paying attention.
No, I remember.
Yeah, so because they've released Instagram TV, which I think they're going to try and be the new YouTube, basically, because they're stealing that idea as well, they're going to have to try and they're going to have to get rid of their Insta stories, which they stole from Snapchat.
Oh, I like Insta stories.
They might keep Insta stories because it is, people do like it.
Yeah.
But they'll get rid of the highlights so that all you see on people's page is what they've posted on Instagram TV, because they have that bubble too.
Okay.
So it's Instagram TV bubble and then highlight bubbles. They'll get rid of the highlight bubbles eventually, because they did come back then later that day. But Jessica's like, they're probably working on fading those out to make your Instagram TV bubble the only thing you see, because they want to push that more.
All right.
Just an assumption. Andrew is shaking his head. Are you going to poo-poo on this too, sir?
Yeah.
Little pooper over there on your little crapper ball?
But you got to poop a little louder so everyone can hear.
So
go ahead. Take a poop.
With the
it's Prairie Dog and it's not out yet.
Whatever
yeah, the called? Stories. The Insta stories.
Those are limited to what? 10, 15 seconds?
Each? Well, yeah, I'm not saying they'll get rid of the Insta stories. They might. But the highlights. So what you see on someone's page. Because there's an IGTV bubble. And then right next to that, there are highlight bubbles that look the same.
Because on mine...
Do you have highlights? We're going to his... No. You know, I'm not talking about that. Those are stories.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm talking about... You don't have them. Let me pull up my phone. I'm talking about people that don't have anything. I'm talking to people that don't use the internet. Okay, these.
I use the internet. Let me see.
That is the...
I want to see the podcast.
Can't see it, guys.
Oh.
So that's the Instagram TV, and then these are highlights. And these highlights all disappeared. And Jessica's probably like, they're going to get rid of those so that all you see when you go to someone's page is the Instagram TV. And us creators will be like, okay, what do people see when they go on our page?
Yeah.
What are they most likely to click on? If that's the only thing there, we're going to use that part of that app more often.
Well,
right.
Stories, like, they're limited to a certain amount of time, so I can, like, push through them real quick.
Yeah, I love the stories.
I like that.
It's Snapchat.
I'm not.
Snapchat did well.
Into something that's, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't.
And I like that you can go back. You can go back to them and then
I haven't gotten addicted to the IGTV yet at all. Like, it's just the addiction is not in me.
It's too ambitious.
It's too ambitious. Well, like, if I want to watch long form video, I go over to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And people have tried to compete with YouTube in the past and definitely burned. They just fell and burned and died. It's happened. It's a beast. It's a beast you can't really destroy. Yeah. One day, nothing's forever. Everything gets defeated eventually. But I think that's what they're trying to do is compete with YouTube. So they're going to try and push it. Because I think they put a lot of effort into this one.
Hmm.
It's not like you can add music to your stories now.
Right.
It's a thing they put in.
So
what's
throwing ads?
I haven't seen an ad yet. But the thing is,
there's no way they're making money.
They're not making money on it, but they might try.
It's like a trial.
But they don't. I don't think they realize that Vine failed because creators wanted to get paid. Yeah. That's why Vine failed. Vine was hilarious. But creators started getting greedy and being like, there's no money in this. And then everyone started doing brands, and then they're like just pissing off viewers because they're like, we want to see you do your actual stuff, not just stuff for the money. And so that's why that failed. So if creators aren't going to put a lot of effort into Instagram, if they can put the same amount of effort and get paid on another platform. Mm. Sorry, guys. There's money involved in everything people do. You don't want to hear that. But money does make the world go round. There's literally a song about it, and that was a lyric. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I'm not a fortune teller. And there's also new camera effects in the stories. They're going to keep stories because they keep adding things to them.
Oh, good.
But the highlights, I think Jessica's right, and that they're going to try and fade those out and make the IGTV bigger. All right. Let's move on to a game. This is going to be a long podcast. We've been talking a lot.
Ooh.
I just had to get going. Okay. I think it's Andrew's here because Andrew likes to fight me on everything I say. It is literally...
It's not fighting. It's challenging.
No, we fight. But yeah, we fight very respectfully. And at the end of it, we just laugh at each other and go, we're stupid. So there's literally never any hard feelings between me and Andrew. But we're going to play a game now. And my mom has chosen the game for today.
It's the ABC game.
So
we're going to need to think of a topic.
Okay, like, well, for the people that don't know how to play, you have to explain it to them.
We choose a category like people's names or cities or fruits and vegetables or ice cream flavors. And then you take the first letter of the alphabet, A, and you have to think of something that starts with that letter.
Okay.
And then I would have to take the last letter of whatever object you said.
So if I say apple, you have to use E.
E and say eggplant.
Okay, perfect.
Or something like that.
Okay.
And then we go until... somebody can't think of something.
And, you know, us, we're going to die soon. So. All right. So
what do you want to do? Fruits? Or
fruits and veggies?
Fruits and veggies?
So whatever you'd find in the produce aisle.
Okay.
Produce section. All right.
All right.
I'll let you start.
Avocado.
Orange.
Egg.
Grapefruit.
Ooh.
No, that's not a word.
Grapefruit.
Just an egg. That's not produce.
Ooh. Egg? Wait. Oh, yeah. Egg isn't produce.
Egg is like eggplant. Eggplant.
No. Oh, you literally said eggplant.
You could have said,
like,
you could have said elephant. And I would be like, yep. Okay, my turn. All What's right. the last What's letter? Okay.
Start
okay,
over.
Try again. Try
Start
again.
Over.
Well, we can't do produce because clearly we just did that. We failed.
Okay.
Do we want to do types of animals and insects? Throw them both in. Let's expand this a little bit.
So what are they? Huh?
Animals, insects. Living critters. Things. Yeah, things. Critters, things like that. Okay, all things. Me first?
I'll go first. Anteater.
Rat.
Turtle.
Elephant. Her face! Oh my god!
Toucan! It's a kind of bird.
What's an N? What? No, there is something. There, a newt. I was going to say nest. I kept wanting to say nest. I was like, no, they make those. Newt, go. I don't know what a newt is. What's a newt?
It's like a lizard. It's a lizard?
Okay, great.
Thing.
Newt.
Newt. T. T. Ends in a T. The letter is T.
I think we're supposed to go faster than this. What's a letter?
Turtle. We've done turtle. We've done toucan. We've done a tooth-toed sloth.
A tooth-toed sloth.
Tooth-toed. Three-toed sloth.
Okay. H. What were you? Hawk.
There you go.
We are
kangaroo.
Octopus.
Oh, man.
She thought she got me.
Swan.
In again. Night owl.
A lemur.
What is the end with R? Okay. Oh my god, I have to film my mom.
No,
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
She is mouthing whatever she thinks I'm gonna say. I don't even know what letter I'm on.
You're on R.
Rabbit.
Dang it! You did the T.
Yeah, I did. Deal with it.
Oh, it's a. Tasmania devil.
Oh, yes. God.
Got it out.
Leopard. Leopard.
Deer.
R. Raven.
Oh, in. A knit.
What is a knit?
Does that work?
No. That is not a thing at all.
Yeah,
you guys can finally see what Andrew looks like during this podcast. I'm filming this
when
madness.
When you have lice in your hair.
That's called lice.
Knit.
No, that is called lice.
A nanny goat.
I don't believe you.
Oh, come on.
You said nanny dog, I'd give it to you.
Nanny goat. Okay, a Norwegian bass hound.
I'm sure there is some breed of something.
I said three different things.
Oh my god. Well, what letter am I supposed to go with?
Celebrity?
Yeah.
Narwhal.
There
you go.
What does that end with?
L.
L. Lizard.
Duh. Another duh.
Oh my gosh. Should we end this, Mom? We're doing pretty bad. All right. I just filmed the
dinosaur.
Last time. Oh my god.
How did you not say dog?
Oh my god.
Stressful. So
dear
stressful.
God. Okay, I filmed that. It'll be on podcast ATI Twitter. Jeez Louise, her face. Oh, my mom is upset because she pinned her bangs back. Everyone.
She forgot.
Listen.
My bangs
you're beautiful.
Are pinned up.
You look
I
beautiful.
Know.
I think you look really cute with your bangs pinned
well,
back, Mom.
Okay.
I think you look adorable.
Okay.
It's you don't like it because you'd barely ever see it.
No, I never see my forehead.
It's a cute forehead. You have the same forehead as me. Are you saying I have an ugly forehead?
No, you have an adorable forehead.
I know. I got it from you. So okay. Accept it. Live. Okay. Respond. Laugh. Laughter. Laughter? I don't Laughter. Know. What's inspirational things? I don't do inspirational quotes. I don't understand them. All right. Let's go into the questions, Mom.
All right.
Rupert said, this is very important. Is it strange that I sit down in the shower? Because let me tell you, it's brilliant. Now I need to know if I'm weird. Have you tried it? I need to know because apparently everyone thinks I'm crazy and it's the highlight of my day. So have you ever sat down? Do you sit down in the shower?
Well, I have a bathtub shower, but no, I don't sit down.
I don't either.
And I have sat down remember in the shower.
Because you don't feel good.
Yes, and did not like it.
Listen, I remember as a child begging you to let me put a stool in the shower.
Yes.
Because it just makes sense to sit down. Why do I have to stand during this?
But
that's what a bathtub's for.
Andrew?
I mean, I've done it.
You've sat?
I've sat. And it just doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't feel right. I don't want to sit on the ground where my dirt goes.
No, yeah,
I
want to
sit on
thing.
A chair.
That's understandable.
I want to sit on a chair. I want an old person chair. You know how they...
But I think they're saying they're sitting down.
Yeah, that's weird.
Floor.
That's weird that you sit down in the shower. I'm just going to say, well, it's not weird. It's just not the social norm. So it's not the social norm to just sit down in your shower because that's where all your gross stuff goes. It's where
okay,
your,
but
your
if stuff. That's what I was thinking in myself too.
What?
That's what I was thinking as well. But in a shower tub, if you're going to take a bathtub, you
listen.
Yeah, you have to sit where you took
a shower. I want
a
stool.
Too.
I want a stool in my shower.
I don't like bathtubs.
I don't like, because I have a bathtub. If I had, my dad has a shower where it's just a shower. There's no bathtub.
Right.
You could put a stool on that one and you could sit. I wouldn't want to be low.
No.
I want to be up high. So a stool.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be fine.
Okay, go for it.
I think that should be a new social norm.
You do it.
We all just have stools and our showers.
They should just like have a hinge on them so you could pull it down from the opposite wall.
Yeah, old people have those. Why do they get them and we don't?
They have them in the ref room at the ice rink.
Yeah, the restroom and the ice room. The ref room. Is it a big shower for people Oh, it really is? Because I see them in handicap showers all the time.
Yeah. It's on a hinge and it just folds.
Yeah, it does. It's like a baby changer thing in a shower.
That would be nice.
That'd be nice to sit down.
Sometimes the water would drain out.
I'm tired. I would stand.
Put a little container of squirty, what's that stuff called?
Soap?
No,
disinfectant.
Oh.
So you wince your butts off of it.
Yeah.
It's disinfected for the next.
Well, I wouldn't do it in public showers.
No.
I would
still,
more do
home.
It in your own home. I'm sorry. I think this should be a thing that should happen.
Okay. Well, he can do his shower however he wants.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Ashley says, any updates on Sally? So Sally is the bird. We've talked about it quite a few times on this podcast. If you're new, Sally is a bird that made a nest in my porch light and laid two eggs and then they hatched. And now they have flown the coop. Is that the word?
Yes.
Left the nest.
They fledged.
They spent 2 days in front of my house because they couldn't fly yet, which is normal for doves. Mm-hmm. They leave the nest, can't fly for 2 to 3 days, and then they leave. And they're gone now. And they... had a happy little life
they
and
did.
Now I am on the lookout for a porch light that hangs from the roof that something can't make a nest in.
Yes.
So that is the goal.
Grade over it or something.
Yeah, I need to put something because I don't, as great as it was, you know, explore.org in my front yard. Yeah, I just want, it was great until they hatched and there was poop everywhere.
Yeah.
And I want my porch light back.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. So it was great. I'm glad the experience happened. Time to move on.
But now we won't have it happen
again. We won't have it happen again. You can make a nest in a tree. Go for it.
And you can watch birds on explore.org.
Yeah. I mean, my yard is open to all the birds.
Yes.
Blaze lets them be.
Yes.
You can have any tree.
I feed
any
them.
Bush. Don't have my porch light. That's it. Speak up, Andrew.
I gotta wonder if she will try to come back.
She will. They said if once the nest is done, they will use it again next time they have to poop out another egg. So get rid of it if you don't want it to happen again.
Well, yeah.
And did you know it is illegal to disturb an active nest? So if there is an egg or a bird that lives in it, at that time, you are not allowed to move it, touch it. You can't touch it. It's illegal. So now that everything's out of it, I really need to get it out of there.
You do.
I'll get it out of there tomorrow.
I don't think that's something they would ever enforce.
No. Well,
if it was like bald eagles or
something
like
that,
yes, they
would. Yeah, if you see someone,
protected.
I think it's one of those things where if you see your neighbor being like a D-hole to a bird nest, you could call the cops on them. Like,
the cops aren't going to do anything. It's going to be one of those low priority
calls. It'll be,
like somebody jaywalking is going to get
you could call PETA on them. You could call PETA on them.
Set up in front of their house.
Yeah, it's like a thing where you're like, that's illegal. It's more of like a threat to just, I think it's just protect, you know, against the a-holes. Like, you know, if you see a bird making a nest, you can chew it away. Like,
yeah.
No one's going to care.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you're right. Like bald eagles.
No, those are protected.
Yeah, you can't touch that. Can't touch that. I'm sure there's just a lot of incidents that happen. They're like, well, let's just put a law down to prevent people.
They put some stupid laws.
They put a lot of stupid laws down, but... it's because people do really stupid things. Andrew's just laughing to himself.
Yeah, he is.
Let's see if he says anything.
I read a thing where in the city of Chico, I believe it's you get a $500 fine if you detonate a nuclear device within the city limits.
Oh, so no activating nuclear devices in Chico, guys.
That's kind of silly. Because there would be no one there to find.
Unless you have $500, though. If you have $500 to spare, then you can do it. Oh, I'm just kicking. I'm sitting on a bed. We're in my parents' house, and I don't know what I'm doing. All right. Sophie wants to know, is it true that the blood in your veins is blue, or is it actually red? I don't know, and I'm too lazy to look it up. Isn't it purple?
It's a deep red. It just hasn't been oxygenated.
Yeah, once it touches the oxygen, it becomes the bright red that you know. Mm-hmm. But it is not the same color in your veins as it is when it touches the oxygen.
Right.
Is it purple, Andrew? Blue?
It's a dark red.
It's like dark enough to where
it looks purplish.
Through your skin.
So it's a deep red, almost to a purple. But
I'm interested to know how they figured that out. Because, I mean, if you open up, you know, if you put a needle in your vein and look at the blood, it's going to be exposed to oxygen.
No, you can extract. You can extract. Can't you extract blood without it touching oxygen from a body? I'm looking at you, Mom.
Isn't that what they draw out of my arm?
There's you draw it out of your arm, it looks deep.
It's a deep red, but it's not. Yeah.
Listen, science put an artificial heart in a person that didn't have any wires or pumps attached to it. I think they know what the color of blood is before it touches oxygen.
That's why I said I'm interested to find out.
I'm sure you could Google that, sir. Stop poo-pooing on me. last question of the day. Megan just wants to know, do you go with or without makeup on most days?
Without.
I'm going to say I go without on most days. Only when I have to film or I'm going to be seen by more than Matt and Colleen.
Yeah.
So it's refreshing to the face.
Yeah. I just don't do makeup well enough to feel confident. I feel like I feel better in it.
Yeah.
Except.
We should get, you know, it's, you know. But once you do learn how to kind of do it better, you do feel more inspired to wear it. It takes a lot. Also, the worst part about makeup is taking it off. Yeah, it takes time. But then taking it off.
I just
want to go to bed.
Yeah.
And I can't sleep in it. Because if I sleep in it, then I break out. Oh. I know exactly how to keep my skin nice and liking me. So I don't want to mess it up. It just takes a while. All right. Do you have anything else for today? Oh, you didn't tell your bit of information.
Yes, I did. I said Apple's working on a new map.
And we never talked about it, though.
Oh, it's been a secret.
A map. Yeah. Apple's like, you know, Apple Maps and how it sucks. Apple Maps sucks.
So
you don't know. You have an Android.
I heard a story where some old company, I think it a couple in like Alaska or something directed onto an airport, like an airstrip.
Yeah.
Really?
And like cops got called on them.
People got directed onto an airstrip in Alaska. Seriously? From Apple Maps?
Yeah, it like took them onto an active runway at some like small airport, but like people freaked out.
Wow.
Something.
Yeah, because someone's just driving onto an airstrip. Yeah, it was like a normal thing.
Siri was just like, make a right.
I don't use Apple. I don't like Apple Maps. I downloaded Google Maps and I use Google Maps always. I love Google Maps. It hasn't steered me wrong. I mean, a few times in Santa Barbara because roads are closed after a mudslide.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always know when roads are going to be closed, but. Right. If everything's just normal day, it gets me where I need to be the fastest because it takes stuff from Apple Maps and Waze and everyone using Google Maps to tell you the traffic and everything. So I like Google Maps.
Well, it's been a secret for 4 years and they're just now starting to talk about it.
Oh my God, are taking 4 years to make this thing?
That's
a long time.
There's a different way of getting their stuff.
A lot of bugs you had to work
with. Yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
Good.
All right, well.
The end.
That's it. That's all it. I got. That's all I have for today.
And Colleen's pregnant.
There you go. We can say it. But it still feels weird. We're not supposed to. And I'm going to slip and say other things. So I'm going to just the gender. That's the only other thing we know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I still got to sign off or else I'm going to say something.
Okay.
All right. I love you guys. Mom, take us out.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.